This August 15th marked 70 years of India's independence. Newspapers were full of stories, 70 best books, 70 iconic films, 70 personalities. A famous cricketer has an ad recounting iconic moments in Indian history to cheering children.
Kargil War mein jeet, India wins Oscar, India wins World Cup again on Mangalyaan launch. A six into space. What an innings.
But this also marks 70 years of one of India's greatest human tragedies, a story linked umbilically to the story of independence, the partition of India into two countries, India and Pakistan. It was the greatest human displacement of the 20th century, over 10 million rendered homeless. Some say 2 million died as Hindus, Sikhs, Muslims turned on each other. But in 70 years, there's never been a museum to commemorate the partition that came in the wake of independence. Until now. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Partition Museum opened its doors in Amritsar in India on August 17th. That was the date the eastern and western borders for the new countries of India and Pakistan were finally announced.
And for many people, this was the day they discovered whether they were in India or in Pakistan.
The Partition Museum tells a story of those millions trapped between two countries. People with a living memory of partition are now in their 80s and 90s.
It's unfortunately very late now, but even so, we are still lucky that we have quite a few of the partition survivors still with us.
Everyone asks why it took 70 years. Anusha Yadav, the curator of the Indian Memory Project, which traces history through family photos and narrative, says she's not surprised.
In India, especially the subcontinent, we don't acknowledge pain. We like to shove things under the rug and get on with life.
For refugees starting from scratch, survival came first, not museums.
Like I've said, this is in another interview, that we want food on the table tomorrow. You're going to sit and cry about it, then how is the food coming tomorrow?
But the stories never went away. Yadav says the submissions she gets for India Memory Project prove that.
30 to 40% directly or indirectly refer to partition.
The pain did not find a home in a museum, but it was there, says journalist Barkha Dutt in a testimony for the Partition Museum.
We have seen the pain, the anguish, even the anger of our families, of our loved ones. And yet we have seen so many of them unable to cope with these memories, burying them deep somewhere.
Several years ago, Gunita Singh Bhalla started another project out of an incubator hub in Berkeley to excavate these buried stories.
There was a woman that I interviewed who was 9 months pregnant, and she walked for a month during the migration. And she ended up giving birth the moment she crossed the border. 30 minutes, and then kept walking with her newborn.
The 1947 Partition Archive now has some 4,000 interviews.
We have not had to find people, honestly. The way I think this work started anyway was because there was too much of a demand to be interviewed.
Those oral histories are set for public release through universities in South Asia and the West, like Stanford. And the stories keep coming. Navneet Chawla, the former Chief Election Commissioner of India, tells the Partition Museum about an uncle who tried to save Hindus fleeing on trains from Pakistan.
But he said he would only climb onto the last train. And when he was climbing into the compartment, he was stabbed at the back.
But history is not black and white. It's not just Hindu versus Muslim or simply India versus Pakistan.
Our museum is a global, it's not an Indo-Pak museum. It is about people who migrated.
Desai also remembers the stories that got lost in the narrative of carnage, about a wealthy and well-known Hindu family who needed to escape and the Muslim tailor who stitched burqas for them to hide their faces.
That's how they managed to escape. It was extremely moving.
In the middle of the Partition Museum, there's a well. As riots raged, many women across the subcontinent threw themselves into wells, fearing rape and assault. That well honors those nameless women. But it's also a lesson for a new generation that has only read about partition in a history book. Survivor Indira Chand.
It has to be documented and it has to be taught in our history to the younger generations who didn't live through that time. Because you can't just wipe it out and say it never happened.
And when you walk out of its door, It will hopefully not be just a history lesson. The museum has a message for the future, says Anusha Yadav.
Big reminder to never let this kind of stuff ever, ever happen again.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.